during the times of the Jews, there was such a understanding that if one was successful in their life, then God would bless unto him much rich. This type of understanding was with the Jews and especially the Pharisees. But we know that God can bless richness unto anyone. And it's not dependent on whether or not they're believing. Remember in Psalm 73, how Asaph, who was a believing man, he looked at the worldly ways. And he says in this psalm, that I was on the verge of stumbling, my feet nearly betrayed me. I envied the ungodly that saw them prosper. Have I kept my heart pure in vain? Kept my heart pure and my hands innocent. I am punished all day long. I suffered every morning. If I were to say that I would like to say the same, I would deceive one of those. I ponder and ponder to understand all this. It was too difficult for me. Finally, I came to God's sanctuary and realized what happens to the ungodly. Here, Asaph shows how difficult it can be for a person to understand, and how he endeavored as a child of God and suffered. And he, even though there were people who succeed successful outside the kingdom of God, when this rich man spoke to Jesus, his task was too difficult to go and do what Jesus asked, to sell everything and share it with the poor. However, the greatest problem for this man was that he was spiritually rich. He thought that he could, with his own deeds, fulfill God's holy will. As he answered to Jesus, when Jesus reminded him of these few commandments, and he said, all of these I have done from my youth. This same situation comes to mind as that older son, the prodigal son, when his father asked him to come and talk, and he answered to his father, saying that he has served him for many years, and he has never been able to celebrate with his friends. This man had the same state of heart. Now, when this man heard these words from Jesus, he became sorrowful, and he went away. And Jesus began to speak to these people listening to him. There were other people there present. And he said to them that how hard it is for the rich to come enter into the kingdom of God. For it is easier for a camel to go through the needle's eye than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. Such an example Jesus brought forth which we understand that it is impossible for a large animal to go through such a the eye of a needle. And Jesus answered, when these listeners first asked that who can be saved, Jesus answered to them saying, the things which are impossible with God are possible, or impossible with men are possible with God. If we think of a few people from the Bible, first comes to mind Paul. He was a persecutor of Christians. He eagerly went after those who followed the Lord Jesus Christ. How God stopped him there on the road to Damascus, and Jesus appeared unto him. And he was instructed to go to the city of Damascus, and there he was told what he must do. After Jesus had arisen into heaven, ascended into heaven, he has not forgiven the sins of any person since then. He left that duty to his congregation, which is here on earth, and today gathered in this room. The same way with Cornelius. He was an Italian captain, and he was also a Gentile. How God awoke him. He had done much good. He had prayed and given alms. However, he had to call Peter to preach the gospel to him, to the sins forgiven. And his whole family was born again as children of God. Is this possible today? Surely it is. If you let me to share one story from many years ago. Some 60 years ago, in our village, there was this excavation construction site. And there, in one believing family, there were these workers. And there were young men who was the foreman at the site. And they were all people of the world. In the believing family, we lived a very normal farming life. And after about 15 years had gone by, from the midst of this hospital, regional central hospital, there was a request from the father that this person had asked him to come. When that father went there, he met that young foreman. He had received some sort of awakening, spiritual awakening during the time he was there, and he was suffering from cancer nearing the end of his life. And when that father, the family went there, there was a man who had one question. How can I enter into the kingdom, God's kingdom? In this way, God can awaken people to find his kingdom, even if we don't always understand it. Often we struggle with the fact that we don't have the strength to even think about it, let alone talk about it, this most important, precious thing, or acquaintances, to our friends near us. But we often, through our way of living, show what it means to live in the kingdom of God. And in this time, we have often heard how believers have gone to different parts of the world to study or to work, and how people have awakened to see the differences between the people of the world and between the people of the world and them. God can do remarkable things. Remember how the angel of God revealed to Mary, "You will give birth to the Lord Savior Jesus Christ." It was an impossible thing for people to reason. In the same way that Lord Jesus was wakened from the dead, this was beyond human comprehension. Not any reasoning or science or research can explain how someone enters into the kingdom of God. It is such a simple matter. When one regrets their sins or feels remorse for their sins and hears the gospel and are preached, all sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood, then they will be born again as a child of God and receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Now, Peter began to speak and asked, when he presented this matter to Jesus, that, "Look, we have left all and followed them." And he answered unto them, "Verily, I say unto you, there is no man who hath left house or parents or brethren or wife or children for the sake of God's kingdom of God's sake, who shall not receive manifold more in this present time, in the world to come, life everlasting." If we look around us, we see, even at this moment, mothers and fathers, children and brothers and sisters, all around us, the kingdom of God is so wonderful, incredible in that way, that there are brothers and sisters here, other children of God, who are dear to us. The Bible speaks, or Jesus himself says, that you will be known for this as children of God, that you love one another. Often we struggle with ourselves. That what do I receive on this journey? What do I achieve on this road to heaven? Peter wrote of this, that if you would have joy of the kingdom of God here in this earth, that you would be And for that reason, we are walking on this heavenly path, that we would one day reach that which was promised through our faith. In other words, eternal life with God in heaven. When we previously recall remembering Asaph, when he was sorrowful for those other people being so successful, and after that, when he understood what was the fate of those people who did not believe, and what was the fate of God's children, that he wrote in this way: "However, yet I can always be with you. You hold my hand. You guide me according to your will. You guide me according to, and finally you will raise me to glory. In heaven I have you. You are my only refuge on earth. Even if my body and soul grow weak, God is my rock, my portion forever." On this road to heaven, there are many trials. The enemy of the soul has never left the child of God alone. Peter wrote that the enemy of the soul is like an angry, roaring lion who is circling around to see, seeking someone to devour. Many times, when I think of families in this time, there are many large families, and especially I want to talk to you. Often it may feel like it is a heavy burden, and it's very tiring. Enjoy that time when the children are young. They are there at home. They bring you joy. When you become older and your children have gone out into the world, we care for them as parents. There are those who have not been able to continue believing. They are always on the hearts of the parents. There are those who have been preserved in the kingdom of God, but there are those who have become tired on the journey. They have different fates. Their life's stories of life are varied with different difficulties. I want to share this matter for that reason, that often young families with many children and are at home, they feel that become weary and worn out. But God will give you strength. To carry out that work in your life that he has given you. And God will give you not give you more than you can handle. And for that reason, it is a precious gift that you can take care of those children what God gives you. As people, we cannot begin designing about life, nor should we decide what we want to desire. Human nature is such that we would have everything in our own way, this is what life is like in the kingdom of God, and we can rejoice that we can be gathered together here, and we can own that righteousness which God has prepared unto us. At this moment, dear travel friends, it is comforting to hear that the gospel is here, which cleanses us from all sins. There's nothing which is this gospel cannot wash away. And for that reason, you can now remain believing, all sins forgiven in Jesus' name and precious blood. Jesus' name and blood. Jesus' name and blood. Jesus' name and blood. When we believe in this way, Jesus' name and blood. Jesus' name and blood. Jesus' name and blood. All sins forgiven. When we believe in this way, Jesus' name and blood, all sins forgiven. We will one day reach that which Jesus has promised here, eternal life with God in heaven. That is our goal in faith. It's not the joy here on earth, but it's that joy, the gladness there in heaven. And for my own heart, I ask that, can I remain believing that all sins forgiven, believe all sins forgiven, in Jesus' name and blood. I desire to believe with you. In Jesus' name, amen.